Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Trav.
How do we know Jesus wasn't born in Ireland?
I don't know, Trav. How do we know Jesus was born in Ireland?
Because God couldn't find three wise men in Ireland.
Ooh.
Ba-dum-psh.
We should have made it about Scotland instead, and then we could have really torqued off Nick from Overmortal, because he's all super Scottish and whatnot.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Trav.
How do we know Jesus wasn't born in Scotland?
Because Nick is dumb.
Yeah!
Just kidding. Love you, Nick. All right, from now on, you're not allowed to open with a joke as an intro anymore.
You know what? I quit.
Yeah, I quit too. In fact,
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up first.
You hang up first. That's kind of why we're going to do a quick little blurb podcast thing here. Black Vinyl Collective is going to be grinding to a halt, and we just wanted to let you guys know how much we appreciate everybody listening to everything that we've been doing for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 months or whatever. But I just can't put up with Jesse's crap anymore. So we decided to stay on good terms until he hits stop after this recording, and then we most likely will never speak again.
The sexual tension between us is too high, and it's causing problems with Trav's marriage, so we had to put an end to it.
It's a Skype call. I have to stare into his dark, brown, beautiful eyes, and I just can't focus on the guests, you know?
No, seriously, Black Vinyl Collective is changing. It's All right, that's the last time you're doing that. Okay, if you're subscribed to the Black Vinyl Collective, stay subscribed to it, because Trav is taking over the feed. The feed's not going to change, so if you're subscribed, you're still going to hear similar style podcasts, right? You're going to continue on with something similar. The name's going to change. Some things are going to change, but there's still going to be... What I'm getting at is, if you like the Black Vinyl Collective, you're probably going to enjoy whatever Trav puts up here next.
Here's the plan. Y'all know Steven, my cousin and cohort and the Unteachers guy and everything. He and I are going to be taking over the feed, and we're going to start a podcast called As the Story Grows, as a nod to Scattered Few. I mean, not every episode is going to be about Scattered Few. Probably a lot of them, though, because they're awesome. But we're going to be taking over the feed and put out a similar style podcast, because I want to keep trucking with this type of a format. And Jesse just does not have time. As much as we love doing this together and everything, the dude's just busy, and we're just having a hard time jumping through hoops with his schedule. So we decided the best thing to do is just drop the name Black Vinyl Collective, because that was Jesse's idea altogether, and I don't want to take that. But me and Steven are going to start our own thing, and we're going to try to do that on a weekly basis. It might take us a while to get up and running. We're aiming to have an episode up within probably 2 weeks or so. So just don't do anything. Don't move a muscle.
Okay, hang on.
The feet should work.
I want to point out that you're saying I don't have time. My new podcast is already up. What now?
Well, it's funny because you told me you didn't have time to podcast with me. And then when I said, okay, that's cool, I'll start my own and I'll start over and figure out how to do this. And then you were like, hey, check this out. Here's a link to my new podcast that I did by myself yesterday. And I was like, that's kind of weird. So clearly Jesse's just trying to boot me out. And that's cool. I understand. It's not easy for him either, because he has to look at my blue eyes. And it's just, I don't know, man, the tension. I never dealt with this before.
Honestly, I was the one who was dragging it down most of the time. You know, like a guest would call in and be like, hey, let's do our interview now. And then I'd get stuck at work or I'd do something. And it's not that I don't have time. It's that I have a hard time scheduling the time. And so in addition to Black Vinyl Collective becoming As the Story Grows now, you can listen to that. Also, just search Veritas Vinyl on iTunes, or go to veritasvinyl.net and click the podcast link. And what I'm going to be putting out is probably a monthly podcast that only talks about Veritas stuff. So if you listen to Black Vinyl Collective and Veritas Vinyl was the part you didn't like, don't subscribe to my podcast, because that's all I'm going to talk about.
I think you're wrong. I think your podcast is going to be fine. And the fact that maybe people only have to be subjected to your annoying, grating voice once a month is probably better for everybody.
Well, and sometimes I think I'm just going to play music. Like, the first episode that's up is just kind of like a, hey, here's recent stuff and upcoming stuff. And Other times there'll be interviews with bands or friends or artists or people who work with Veritas, but it's all going to tie into Veritas somehow, I guess.
Right on.
So,
and I think as the story grows, is going to be a little bit closer to what Black Vinyl Collective was. It'll just be try to get guests. I mean, we have to figure this out as we go, and what feed what host we're going to use, and all that and everything. So just be patient and do nothing. If you do nothing, you'll still get my new one as the story grows. But make sure that you subscribe to Jesse's new Veritas one. It's once a month. It'll be like an hour. He's going to play you awesome free music. Just subscribe to it. You guys know you're listening to awful podcasts, and so many people put up tweets to listen to terrible bands. Just stop and listen to Jesse's.
I might do more than once a month on occasion, too, if it warrants it. In fact, we may get the Half Bomber episode out before it's been a month that this one's together.
Yeah, he asked to interview me and my band. I think that's going to be kind of fun that he and I did handfuls of episodes together, and now he's going to be the host and he's going to interview me. And I'm going to be a terrible guest. I'm not going to answer any questions. I'm going to be a total ass rock star. Every question I'll be like, I don't know, man. That's not how I took it.
For people,
or like every answer I'll just be like, yeah.
So that'll
no.
be
radio
gold.
Well, that's just like your opinion, man.
Well, man, I don't know. Are we a Christian band or are we Christians in a band? Let me talk about that for a minute.
Christians producing music or like a Christian band, or like, I don't want to play the youth groups because they have too much money.
All right. What else do you have to say? Anything?
Not much. I just went to Florida. I went down to see spring training, watched some Phillies games. They're going to be terrible. Oh God. And, the wildest thing is somebody at my job has seniority over me and they already had off on Friday the 20th. So I had to come back by Thursday and come back and work one day. I came home with sunburn and we had a 6-inch snowstorm. I had to shovel snow with sunburn. If anyone's ever done that before, it's surreal and weird, and you just feel like cats are marrying dogs and the whole world is upside down. Nothing's right when that happens. That was weird.
Yeah, I understand. That is weird. Oddly enough, I'm going to the same town in Florida you went to, but in May.
That's right. You're going on a cruise, you told me.
I got to find the grouper sandwich or something that you were telling me about.
Dude, Frenchies. Yeah.
Frenchies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote it down and everything, so I will check it out for sure.
Frenchies. And we had raw oysters. It's good stuff.
I saw, I remember what I was going to tell you about. This was hilarious.
What?
I saw Pennywise, I don't know, a week or two ago. And
oh, okay.
It was okay. I saw them on tour for Unknown Road. And, you know, so that was obviously kind of the heyday, I guess you'd say. And 25 years later, yeah, they're still pretty good, but not in their prime, I guess. In all, it was a good show. But Cassidy and I were like a couple blocks down from the venue, and we were looking in this window. It was this weird like candy shop, and they had all these flavors. They had like cat piss flavored soda and like all these disgusting soda flavors.
Ew.
And this guy comes just kind of walking around the corner with a little bit of like a kind of swagger or something, and he stops and he looks at us and he's like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" He's clearly on, you know, at least 3 or 4 different kinds of drugs. And we're like,
you run into the most colorful characters in your area.
Well, and so we're like, well, we're just looking at all these weird sodas. What are you doing? He's like, oh, nothing. We just came down from Denver to check out the show. And we're kind of looking, and he's by himself, like, kind of wondering, like, are the people you came with here with you now?
Can you currently see them right now?
Exactly. And then the funny thing was, the next night they were playing in Denver. So I don't know why he didn't just wait one night and see the show in Denver. But then
he's so high, he forgot where he lives, I think.
Well, but then he starts walking, or he's like, oh, cool. Well, hey, you want to come smoke dope with me and the bands? And I was like, nah, I mean, no. I did that the first time I saw him. I'm good. And he's like, all right, cool. And then he turns around and just completely walks the wrong way. And that's when Cassidy and I started talking, like, I think that we came down for this show. I think I think literally he had those people with him. We saw him like four times, you know, throughout the night, and he was always by himself. And we saw him leave the show by himself. So I don't know.
Or that guy was, you were supposed to be eager and say, yeah, of course we do. And he would be like, follow me. And he'd walk around the corner and cock you upside the head with a brick and take your money and your wife.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Either way.
I'm sorry. That's East Coast thinking. I know out where you are, it's all like, hey, man, let's share a bowl and a taco. But now out here, you have to be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, and I don't go to shows that often anymore. I mean, I go to like one or two a year. Like, I think before this, the last show I went to was Pentagram back in February of last year.
Wrong.
What?
According to the podcast that you put out and publicly told a story about your hat from...
I saw Guttermouth. That's right.
Yeah, Guttermouth. That's it.
Anyway, point is, I don't go to many shows. And really, you know, I'm 36. I haven't smoked pot since I was like 17. I don't drink. So hanging out in front of a club with a bunch of 20-year-old kids who are just looking to get drunk and high is really not my scene. So it's got to be a band I'm super into.
But. Yeah, it seems like no matter how old I get, there's always going to be that slew of guys with their baseball caps on backwards moshing to... I'm just getting too old for this stuff.
Yeah, me too. I didn't even get any good records. I got some records that sucked, so I don't want to talk about those. But
okay,
I can't stop listening to the Skulls' latest album. Like, for real, I've listened to it 100 times, probably.
100?
I don't know how many, but a lot.
A lot.
It's been on my... Remember the episode we did where I was talking about how great the Skull album was?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I've been listening to it since then. Like, I've only taken it off my turntable a few times.
I got ever since Andrew's episode, I feel like we're doing a best of now. We're like recapping.
recapping
the entire career of Black Vinyl Collective.
Look at the memories.
Ever since we talked to Andrew, I can't stop listening to Tilts.
Yeah. Ugh. I've been listening to Tilts quite a bit too.
The Tilts record is so good. And I finally got my Modest Mouse, Strangers to Ourselves. I just got that the other day.
And I don't even know what that means.
I keep forgetting to load it in my phone, and I haven't had time to listen to it yet. So I've had that record in my house for days, and I haven't heard it yet.
Well, let's wrap up here, and you can go listen to it.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate all the support that we've gotten. I'm kind of blown away at how many listeners we had. And keep it right there, and we'll come back with some more. And make sure you subscribe to Jesse's. We're going to be posting... links on how to find his thing once it's up and running. Follow me on Twitter at As The Story Grows. If you're not following me already, that's going to become the podcast Twitter home. And can't think of anything else except love you. Thank you so much for what you did for us. I walked down my street, you see me home in the eye. Now there's spray paint on the walls. I see a house that at one time looked nice, but now it is abandoned. There's nothing left at all. So I must mean that our chance is flying. And when will we ever see home again? And is it so hard to say goodbye? Well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such a beautiful place. But now you can't walk down the street and things don't seem the same. My hands are in the air, it makes no sense to me. And I cannot explain this tragedy. First into the city, I remember thinking that the buildings stood so tall. And when I see them miles off the ground, the shed, the city rabbit, they seem now rather small. So I must be that our chances fly. And when will we ever see hope again? Why is it so hard to say goodbye? Oh well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such a beautiful place. But now you can't walk down the street and things don't seem the same. My hands are in the air, it makes no sense to me. We'll be right back.
of reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me.